Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'll tell you what, I always enjoy getting messages from Evan in Belt. Evan is an Air Force veteran. Still, he was telling me he still helps out on the family ranch here, and then he's got a day job on top of that. But always enjoy hearing from Evan in Belt. I think we got a lot in common. Not only are we both veterans, we both have grandmothers that taught us a lot growing up as kids in northeastern Montana. In fact, you might remember me talking about Evan in Belt. Hold on, I'm trying to play some audio in the background here. You might remember me talking about Evan in Belt recently here, because I think his grandmother in northeastern Montana had the same clock that my grandma had in her house in northeastern Montana as well. I'm sure you all are very familiar with the Westminster chimes, right? Anyway, so you know the sound, right? Anyway, we've got today's Oh for Pete's Sake moment. You know, if you have a Northeast Montana grandma yourself, then you know they taught you how to cuss. And it's really good for getting you ready to be on the radio, because, see, you're not supposed to cuss on the radio. And we try not to cuss anyway, right? We try to be better. But my grandma taught me how to cuss on the radio. Oh, for Pete's sake. And we've got today's Oh, for Pete's sake moment, thanks to a message that we got from Evan in Belt. Did you guys see this TV ad? I was just filling up my coffee cup, chatting with Mark and Paul down the hall. Oh, yeah, I saw that on TV last night. What a load of Adam Schiff that is. I hadn't seen the TV commercial yet. Evan in Belt sent me a message about this. Listen to this new commercial that Chuck Schumer is using to attack Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. You know, he's got the Little Belt Cattle Company Ranch, Martinsdale, Montana. Listen to this attack ad from a Chuck Schumer, John Tester commercial.
But let me tell you what Tim Sheehy sells on his ranch. King hoodies, trucker hats, and cute little cups with his logo on it.
Oh, no. If you sell coffee cups and hoodies and trucker hats with your ranch logo on it or your farm logo on it, you're not a real farmer. You're not a real rancher. The cool kids in my family are ranchers in eastern Montana, and they've got trucker hats with their family ranch name on it. In fact, you could pick one up at their bull sale every spring in Glasgow, Montana, when they do their bull sale. Oh, I guess they're not real ranchers, according to Chuck Schumer and John Tester. How many other farms and ranchers? Oh, yeah, if you do any sort of marketing for your ranch, you're not a real rancher, according to Chuck Schumer and John Tester. Oh, for Pete's sake. That's definitely today's Oh, for Pete's sake moment. Tell you what Evan and Belt had to say about it. And then, my goodness, have I got some great messages that have already been flowing in on our Montana Talks app that I'll share right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, they're doubling down. They're doubling down. I just checked my Twitter messages and notifications, x.com. It's not Twitter anymore, whatever. Just check those notifications, and one of the liberals on there is like, pink hoodies? Seriously? Oh, come on, dude. You know you wear pink hoodies. Have you ever been to Cowboy Christmas? During the National Finals Rodeo, there are pink hoodies everywhere. And probably every now and then, there's probably one of those bull riders wearing a pink hoodie who'd kick your you-know-what in a heartbeat with a pink hoodie on. Absolutely hysterical. I am just dying laughing at this latest Chuck Schumer attack ad. This Chuck Schumer, John Tester, dark money attack ad going after Tim Sheehy.
But let me tell you what Tim Sheehy sells on his ranch. Pink hoodies, trucker hat and cute little cups with his logo on it.
Oh, no, you're stealing hats and cups. Oh, shucks, that guy's got the old prospector voice down, doesn't he? Man, I got a couple of great messages from Kelly in Glasgow. You know, Kelly's got a print shop in Glasgow. I used to stuff newspapers in the print shop back in the day when Kelly was the photographer at the paper there, and now he's got his own print shop. No, Kelly, no more printing those Glasgow stockyards bull sale materials. If you market your ranch, you are not a real rancher, according to Chuck Schumer and John Tester. Marketing bad. Radio ads, nope. If you market your ranch with radio ads, oh, not a real rancher. But we got the bull sale coming. Oh, nope. You're not a real rancher. Don't you dare sell coffee cups promoting that bull sale either. By golly, you're not a real rancher, according to Chuck Schumer and John Tester's dark money operatives. Who is this guy? I know they don't use his last name. Does anybody know this guy in Power Montana? I wish he would pop into a VFW and say what he said in Chuck Schumer's dark money ads in the face of a veteran. I wish him, as Bernie Mac would say, I wish a mother would. Here was the message, though, that came in from Evan and Belt. I sure wish some Montanans would get their facts straight before they go shooting their mouth off. Some rancher on an anti-Sheehy ad claims that Tim is not a real rancher because he sells items that promote his ranch. I didn't know it was a crime to diversify. Anyway, absolutely hysterical. Evan and Belt says, I think this guy has been eating a little too much of his own alfalfa. So anyway, just a bunch of Adam Schiff, bull Schiff, according to Evan and Belt. But that's how they started the week. How did they start the week? They started the week by attacking Tim Sheehy for literally taking a bullet for his fellow Navy SEALs and then staying quiet about it in order to protect his fellow troops. Now, these Washington, D.C. fat cats would put a knife in the back of your sons or daughters in a heartbeat if it meant advancing their careers, getting another promotion. They would throw them under the bus in a heartbeat in order to advance their own careers. Tim Sheehy, quite the opposite. He'd take a bullet. He has taken a bullet for your sons and daughters. Took an IED attack as well. Had an injury while on a small submersible dive as well. He did all that for your sons and daughters. And then not only did he take a bullet for his fellow SEALs, he stayed quiet about it and didn't seek recognition or care for his wound in order to protect his men from a government that had been weaponized against them for the entirety of the war on terrorism. And these guys, the same people behind this absurd, well, if you sell trucker caps and hoodies and coffee cups, you ain't a real rancher. The same people are saying, He lied to protect his fellow service members. Well, they lie to you every day. They lie to you every day about open borders. They lie to you every day about fentanyl. They lie to you every day about the Mexican drug cartels that are targeting Native American women. They lie to you every day about the transients that they are importing into Kalispell and Missoula, and they want to import them into Lewistown as well. These same people that for two decades plus have been building a field of dreams for the criminal interstate transients that have been moving into Missoula for two decades plus are the same people that are bashing a Navy SEAL who took a bullet for his men and more for his country. And they're defending this open borders, anti-Keystone Pipeline nonsense out there. But now they come out with this? Seriously, which high-speed hack thought that this was a good attack line? It's just absolutely hysterical. Hey, first up on the phone lines, we got the phone lines open for you. Let's see. We've got, our buddy Henry Kriegel out of Bozeman. Henry, good to hear from you.
Hey, Aaron, I couldn't help but pile on this discussion. I know I'm on tomorrow with you, but, got my days a little mixed up here. I'm in the middle of a big move. It's a little crazy. But in any case, you're totally right on. The Tester, Schumer, Pelosi, Biden machine is going to spend tons of money here in Montana. It's try to distract our attention away from the failed Biden tester policies, which has increased the cost of living for all Montanans and Americans. The failure to secure the border. Where has Tester been in, what, 17 years on the issue of real immigration reform and border security? Nowhere. Not to be seen. Where has he been trying to protect our income and protect us from the reckless government spending, which has done really nothing to improve the quality of life of Montana? It's only hurt us more because we feel the pain at the pump every day. I saw the article on your website the other day where...
Hold that thought, Henry. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick hard break here on the show. You know how it goes. You've got experience in radio as well. Stand by, Henry Kriegel. We'll come back to you right after this.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, speaking of open borders, leftists, what's the latest with the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who is overseeing this all-out invasion on our southern border? I saw Senator Steve Daines was on. Was he on with Cavuto? He was on Fox News yesterday, so I'll share a portion of that for you here this morning on the show. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you. In fact, if you call right now, we've got some phone lines open, and you could be next up in the queue. 406-294-0970. Yeah, this is great. Henry Kriegel is one of our scheduled guests on the show tomorrow. We've got a great lineup coming for you tomorrow, by the way. But he's like, man, I just couldn't help it. I got to jump in on this conversation today. Yeah, these phony attack ads are just, you just got to laugh at this stuff. Henry, have you also noticed how apparently a new poll came out and it shows Tim Sheehy leading John Tester by 3 points. And John Tester is barely winning the women's vote right now. Oh, all of a sudden there's this full court press by the fake news press, by the TV stations, by the newspapers, by the liberal blogs, by the Washington Post. Oh, a poll shows Tim Sheehy in the lead. Now there's a full court press by the fake news press going after Tim Sheehy at every turn.
Yes, and we should expect more of this. And we need to condition our listeners and supporters that this is just the beginning of the Democrat woke machine coming after Tim Sheehy, because they know that their grip on the U.S. Senate is perilous. If we win Montana, because West Virginia is going to go red, if we win Montana, everything goes accordingly, we get at least 51 seats the Republicans get 51 seats in the Senate. And that means no matter what happens in the House or whatever may happen for the race for the president, we have a bulwark of defense against these crazy policies that are coming out from Washington, D.C. So they will pull no stops to try to undermine Tim Sheehy. And what we got to do is redirect that attention on John Tester's failed record here as a U.S. senator, 17 years in office, campaigns like a conservative and votes like a progressive Democrat 91% of the time with Joe Biden, supporting his failed economic policies, which are hurting every Montanan. Every time we go to the pump, it's back up to $3.50 per gallon. Well, what was it when Biden took office? $2.20, so $2.80 the max. And we go out and buy foods for groceries. We're paying, what, 75% more for our eggs, 25% more for food. It's at least minimally costing each Montanan $12,000 more per year just to survive. So let's not take away the attention from the failed policies coming out of D.C., which John Tester is an enthusiastic supporter of.
Well, that's right, and that's why, and Henry, we look forward to catching up with you tomorrow, but nice surprise phone call today. I'd be in the same position as you. It's like, I know I'm not on the radio till tomorrow, but I got to sound off on this thing right now, so we appreciate your surprise phone call. I think about it, too. You know, when you think about women voters in Montana, I mean, think about it. If you're a woman in Missoula driving your Subaru to the grocery store, you're paying more for gas. You can barely afford groceries. crime is, you know, there's some crazy crime headlines out of Missoula every week. I mean, I see the headlines from Peter Christian and Nick Christensen and the whole crew there. I mean, just crazy criminal stories out of Missoula every week, oftentimes drug, oftentimes transients, a transient invasion supported by the same open borders invader policies that we're seeing going on right now. And so if you're a woman who's, you know, struggling to gas up your Subaru to go pay for your more expensive groceries, and then you want to take your kids to the park, or even you just, maybe you're a single woman and you just want to take your dog to the park, and then you can't use the drinking fountain because transients are defecating in the water fountain. Why would this entrenched Washington, D.C. fat cat who's racked up $1.2 million in restaurant bills at fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants, at one point was the number one recipient of lobbyist cash, why would you vote for him over a fresh-faced Navy SEAL who served his country and took a bullet for his men and more for you? You know, it's not a hard answer there. All right, Henry, thanks for the call. Next up, let's go to Stan in Roundup. Stan, great to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. Hey, I think this is a good time. Let's turn around. They taught us the game. Let's use Zelensky's rules against them. These yahoos that they're running on these TV ads. Let's give an example. That son of a gun who was up the other night. Those people in that town look at this guy in the face and say, hey, you know, you're telling me you believe that my son can sit in your daughter's and somebody else's daughter's shower room. Hey, you know what? You're a pervert. This is how you do it. You go after and you isolate. Isolate these people who are standing up and talking like this and bring them out to the forefront. Make them think twice if they want to stand up.
I get where you're coming from. You know, we're Norwegian nice around here, sometimes a little too Norwegian nice, right, where we don't want to confront things or tackle things head on. We want to kind of dance around and just be nice to people. And sometimes you just got to tackle things. What if a convoy of veterans or farmers and ranchers drove up to this guy's place and said, how dare you? And why don't you say it to our faces? Why don't you tell these military veterans that are coming home after decades of war, why don't you go tell them that they can't be a farmer now, that they can't be a rancher now? You go tell them that they didn't earn the right to be whatever they want to be after their military career. You go tell them that. And then why don't you go tell all these other real farmers and real ranchers out there that they can't market their farm or ranch with hoodies and trucker caps and T-shirts? I mean, yeah, say that to somebody's face instead of hiding behind these phony Chuck Schumer dark money ads. Stan, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Warren in Malta. I tell you what, you want to see a tall cowboy. Wait till you meet Warren in Malta. Warren, good to hear from you. What's on you? I think I met a guy taller than you. I was at Top Sandwich Company doing one of these events last week. There was literally a guy who was 6'9". Has he got you beat, Warren? I don't know.
Just by an inch, yeah.
I was like, holy cow, who is this guy?
you and Frank keep picking on me all the time. I don't know what I've done to you guys.
But. Well, Frank's got a job to do. He's fulfilling his duties, it sounds like.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, too. Should let Jim was there to pick you up at Seiko. I come by there and saw that California outfit in the ditch.
Yeah, I would have left us there, too.
No, I wish I'd have stopped and visited with you. Anyway, I got to talk about today is listening to Real American Voice and Steve Bannon this morning. And
oh yeah,
he's got a guy on there talking again. I brought it up a year ago. They're about to cede our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, and by the end of May they're going to do this vote. And if they get him in there, and he starts telling us that our owning guns is a national health, we're screwed.
Oh yeah, well, and that's what they want to do. They want to take the power that they got with COVID-19 that they abused,
exactly,
and use that to seize all sorts of other powers. Right? They've already got the footprint laid out. They've got the template. Right?
You bet. And one more thing I wanted to bring up is that right now they're voting on. We need to get a hold of our congressman because they're voting on the that FISA, that FISA thing. They want warrantless. They want to come after us warrantless. It's just disgusting. This is America. We need to get a hold of our congressmen. So,
I saw some remarks from Congressman Matt Rosendale about that, and he is spot on. Get a warrant, right? Look at the abuses that we have seen. I mean, it's just amazing to me on that front. You know, the Patriot Act was put in place to be able to go after terrorists. And some of our friends on the left were balking at using the Patriot Act to go after terrorists, but now they have no problem with using the Patriot Act to go after Donald Trump and everyday American citizens, right?
Exactly. Well, anyway, good talking to you, Aaron, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to voice our opinions.
Hey, that's the best part of the show. Well, great talking with you, Warren. And I appreciate it. I pulled up. You mentioned Steve Bannon. I sign up for his newsletter. I get the Steve Bannon's War Room Daily Command Brief. I'm trying to see. Maybe tomorrow they'll have a headline about this WHO thing, because we had a caller yesterday bring it up as well. So I want to read more up on that, because it's been a couple weeks since we mentioned it. So hopefully I can find that link here soon. But yeah, no, it was really cool. This guy, it was funny. We were doing one of our events at this restaurant in Billings before we took off for Scobie, and this guy comes up. Holy cow! He's almost 7 feet tall. And I'm like, holy cow, man! And, he was a JTAC in the Marine Corps. I put a radio on that guy's back. Hey, can you carry this? Because, man, he was seriously 7 feet tall. I'm like, good night, man. I think he must be the biggest guy in the Billings area. Let's see, who do we got next up on the phone lines here? 406-294-0970. Frank in the Flathead. Frank, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning. Hey, this idea that there's a difference between a California Republican and a Montana Democrat. You know, that might have been the case back in 1972 or 74, but I'll tell you what, that kind of thinking is what gets you people like John Tester and Steve Bullock. The Democrat Party is not moderate. There might be individual people and good Montanans. I've ran into a couple of solid old guys and get to talking to them, and I couldn't believe that they were Democrats, and they were going to, I don't even remember the name of the guy that was running against Gianforte, but they were going to vote for that guy. I'm telling you what, if you want $5, $6 a gallon gas, $10 a gallon of gas, you vote Democrat, because they're all on board with the Green New Deal. And other than Tester is, I'm a newcomer. I'm not trying to hide it. He's going after people like me who have come here with my family, want to vote solid Montana Republican American values. I'm a free range American, investing here, doing my best to support the community, to assimilate. He's pitting people like me against people he's rolling the red carpet out for: vagrants, criminal aliens, drug cartels, and people that want to destroy
That's right.
this way of life.
Hold that thought. We'll come back to you after this.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
Two leading livestock industry groups announced guidance for public land grazing in the event of a foot-and-mouth disease outbreak. The American Sheep Industry Association and National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced the framework yesterday. The guidance provides resources to livestock producers to voluntarily prepare before an FMD outbreak. Using real-time scenario exercises, guidance was improved to provide decision makers with necessary information to ensure animal needs and response goals were met. Some decision criteria includes assessing adequate feed water, mitigating interactions with wildlife, and implementing just-in-time biosecurity. American Sheep Industry President Brad Boner of Wyoming said that half of the U.S. ewe inventory seasonally grazes on permitted federal grazing lands. This project provides needed information for ranchers and decision makers. NCBA and ASI developed the guidance through 2 years of virtual and in-person meetings with an advisory group of cattle and sheep producers who hold federal grazing permits. And yesterday at Miles City Livestock Commission, some stock cows sold. 49 head of 936 weight stock cows brought a price of $173 to $230, while the bred heifer average on 10 head brought $2,900. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Okay, Frank, bear with me here for a second, because I know Frank's about to go on a roll. I'm very much looking forward to having some more back and forth here with Frank in the Flathead. But I want to get these messages out first because I said I was going to share these messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. So let me get those out of the way because I know once we start chatting, man, we're going to go all sorts of fun directions here. Let's see. We just got one that came from Terry in Kalispell. So this protester guy in the Chuck Schumer attack ad against Tim Sheehy says, well, if you sell hoodies and T-shirts and trucker caps and coffee cups with your ranch logo on it, you ain't a real rancher. You know this guy's a Biden voter too, right? You know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. that's what it reminds me of here. Anyway, Terry in Kalispell just messaged us. Where can I get one of those pink hoodies? I'll wear it with pride. Well, I tell you what, I hope our buddy Greg Putnam, who's a Navy SEAL, like his teammate Tim Sheehy. They were both teammates on the SEAL teams, by the way, and they've got the Little Bell Cattle Company. If you're a member of the Montana Stock Growers, you already know this because they provided the beef from their ranch at the Stock Growers dinner during their convention this past December in Billings, and they talked about the feedlot that they're also a part of in Shepherd. But no, they have coffee cups and hoodies with their ranch on it, so they're not real ranchers, according to this dark money Schumer PAC guy. a listener in the Flathead said, I would personally like to thank the attack ad for letting me know that I can buy some stuff from Tim Sheehy's ranch. Owen and Bozeman said this, Democrats want everyone to eat crickets and lab meat. Elias in Belgrade, so someone want to explain to me how selling promotional items for your business is a bad thing? Ain't that what everyone online is doing? Never mind any standard brick and board business in Montana. So anyway, great point there. Great point there by Elias in Belgrade. Let's see, Tater in Forsyth. I would bet that Tim Sheehy is more of a rancher than Tester is a farmer. I'll bet you $20 he spent way more time on the ranch this year than John Tester did, tooting his own horn as the former band teacher there on his inherited place in Big Sandy. His neighbors are holding Sheehy fundraisers, by the way, in Big Sandy. Now, we had a listener in Scobie make another good point. Where did I see it? I lost track of it. But I think it was Jake in Scobie says, well, what about these ranches or farms that, you know, when you're driving your truck. Now, Jim in Great Falls, I'm not referring to pickup. When you're driving your truck, you know, your cattle truck or a grain, and you've got your farm logo on it, or you've got your ranch name. I always love it when they have the ranch name on the front of the cattle truck, especially if it's like in lights in that little circular bubble. So cool looking, right? Especially, the PBR is in Billings this weekend. And man, you can see the guys that haul the livestock. And if you ever go behind the scenes at the Metra and in back where they're loading up all the livestock, it is really cool to see. Anyway, lots of tangents. Chuck D in Billings, every business has to advertise in order to be successful. I'm not trying to be that guy, but last I checked, a ranch is a business. All right, let's go back to Frank in the Flathead. Frank, you were making several great points. Where did you want to start?
Oh, just in respect to there's longtime Democrats in Montana that have conservative values. Respect to them, but just wake up. I'm telling you, when there's one-party control, this place will turn to California and a couple of busloads of migrants. And when they have power, they're not moderate. They shift hard left. I could give you a number of examples, but I mentioned fuel prices. People complain in California, oh, the oil companies are ripping us off. Well, interestingly enough, the oil companies haven't figured out how to rip Arizona off because their prices are national average. Montana fuel prices are national average. California is on average right now about $2 above national average. There are some fundamental reasons, but the primary reason is there's hidden carbon tax baked into the process from the producer to the refinery, and then your gas tax at the pump is easily to determine, but it's much, much higher than here. So that's just one issue. There's so many things. Land access. People complain. Some guys I talk to that are like traditional, like, blue-collar labor-type Democrats, like, oh, they like the public land access here. I go, yeah, I do, too. That's one of the reasons I went to all the trouble to move here. But I'll tell you what, in California, a lot of the federal land, you can't get into it because they've designated it all wilderness. They've closed all the roads. They've closed the trails. But you know who used to be in there? The cartels and the weed growers.
Oh,
they've taken over a lot of the cool forest.
There's a guy in Libby, Montana. There's a guy in Libby, Montana who retired. He was Fish and Wildlife in California, state fish and game. And he was on Joe Rogan's podcast. I interviewed him, too, a while back. I need to get him back on. But he was having to create special operations units of fish and game folks to go after the drug cartels that were destroying public lands in California with their illicit grow operations. Frank, I want to go back to something else you said. So a little background for our listeners. What set you off, I assume, was it last week or the week? It was 2 weeks ago. One of the Democrat candidates for Congress called in, and I hope he calls in again one of these days because I'm not booking all the candidates on as guests because we'd have way too many. We'd have no time for anything else. Steve Held, I think, is his name, out of Broadus, Montana. And the Held versus Montana lawsuit is named after his family. That is the radical climate change activist lawsuit. That's named in his honor. So nobody's going to believe that you're a moderate when that radical legislation that would shut down agriculture, oil, coal, and gas is named after your family. But he made some claim that, well, a California Republican is more liberal than a Montana Democrat. And here's where I would disagree very clearly is when you look at what elected Democrats in Helena and what Tester is doing in Washington, they're just as far left wacko as Adam Schiff is and some of these other ones. And so I think that's just blatantly false, and it's just a false talking point. But out-of-staters are an easy target for those of us whose families go back several generations. They're an easy target for us to pick on, right? But here's the deal. Victor Davis Hanson pointed this out in a podcast. I think 50% of Montana's population right now was not born in Montana. So that's an interesting note. So you're trashing half the state. You're trashing half the state when you trash people who weren't born here, right? And my family homesteaded on both sides of the state. But here's the other thing that's been interesting. Somebody made this point on Twitter. I don't know if it was you or if it was somebody else, but they made the point that, okay, why has there been such an influx of people from other states moving into Montana since 2020? It's because of their policies. It's because of John Tester's policies where they locked down cities. They locked down states. They shut down beaches. These people were so nuts.
Yeah.
So their policies are what forced people to flee all these other places. If you really despise all of the people that have moved into Montana in the last 3 years, you have your own party to blame for that because your policies is what caused this massive migration within the states, and then, of course, the mass illegal migration, too.
Yeah, that was a tipping point for us. Politics weren't the only reason, but seeing how immediately little tyrants shut down our small town that I was from. And people forget that California is rich in agriculture, oil, gas. There's Hollywood and San Francisco, but that's not the rest of the state. And so I'm just pitting people against one another and this idea of, like, moderate Democrat. That might have been the case in the 70s, but we're all much more connected now through social media, other influencers, and we're drinking from the same wells. And I'll tell you what, when they get power, they use it.
Good
point.
I would agree with you.
Bringing up that is annoying.
I would agree with you, too. One other thing. You know, I was just in Skobie on Friday, and I met some really great folks all around. And I know I also got to meet some really great Kennedy Democrats. Old John Kennedy Democrat. Well, not old. They weren't old, but, you know, old school John Kennedy Democrats that still probably vote Democrat. I know I met some of them.
Respect to them.
Yeah, and it's like, and boy, great people, right? Got to see so many of them. Now, what used to be the red corner of Northeast Montana, which used to be red meaning communist way back in the day. There's a book about it. And then, you know, it was strong Democrat, old school FDR Democrats. That is gone. You know, some of these counties are voting 80% Republican now that would have been more split back in the day, would have been more 50-50. But there are still some very good people that are what you would call the Kennedy Democrats that are still holding on. And
no, those are the people I like to speak to. Say, please take a look at what's going on. And they'll laugh at California and say, oh, what a bunch of kooks they are. You're voting for that. That's coming here. You got a California starter kit in every Democrat vote.
That's who's going to Helena as elected Democrats. That's who's in Washington with John Tester, the guy who voted to put men in your daughter's locker room. That ain't no Kennedy Democrat there. That's a California radical Democrat, which is why he's hosting fundraisers for Adam Schiff, by the way.
Ooh.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I just got a note from our MMA fighter friend, Corey. What you talking about, Willis? He says, I'll take one of those trucker hats. I'll take one of those ranch trucker hats if you don't mind. They're probably sold out. I bet you they're sold out now. Everybody's like, ooh, cool. I love buying, you know, trucker hats and coffee cups and hoodies and support of Montana farms and ranches. Oh, I didn't know they were selling them. I hope their website is prepared for the sales they're going to get today. Man, it'd be cool if Tim and Savage called me right now on our statewide show, because he called me earlier and made a great point. You know, I just mentioned Scobie, Montana there, and he made a great point. He called me earlier, and he's like, you know, this whole Chuck Schumer attack ad against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Well, I'll play the audio for you. For those of you who maybe are just tuning in and missed it earlier, this is the actual audio from an attack ad that Chuck Schumer and John Tester and their dark money allies are running against Tim Sheehy right now. Which high-speed hack thought this was a good attack line?
But let me tell you what Tim Sheehy sells on his ranch. Pink hoodies, trucker hats, and cute little cups with his logo on it.
Oh, no! You know, have you guys been to the Stock Growers Convention on the trade show floor? There's all sorts of cool hoodies and jewelry and trucker hats, pink hoodies, gray hoodies. I mean, it's one of the best parts of the Stock Growers Convention is some of the products you can buy from some of the ranchers that show up there. Good night. Let's see. Oh, but Tim and Savage, he made a really good point. Who did we just talk to on Friday? And then 2 weeks earlier in Plentywood at the Farm Expo, I mean, we were talking with farmers in Northeast Montana. Farver Farms, they just sold their lentil crunchers to 41 Grains out of Circle, Montana. Oh, if 41 Grains is marketing their farm products, I guess they're not real farmers now, according to Chuck Schumer and John Tester. We just cooked their chickpea banana bread. My kids actually liked it. I was like, wow, that's cool, chickpea banana bread. I mean, we don't have to be, we're not gluten-free, but you know, everybody who's got a family member or somebody that needs to eat gluten-free, they got all these gluten-free products. And it's like, man, chickpea banana bread. And the kids liked it. Oh, you're not a real farmer if you're selling coffee cups and everything. Farver Farms with their lentil crunchers, from our field to your fork. How dare you market your farm? Not real farmers. Good night. That was the point that Tim and Savage had made earlier. Dennis in Bozeman says this, just messaged us on the Montana Talks app. And by the way, if you want to call in right now, 294-0970, I might be able to sneak you on before we wrap up the hour. Dennis in Bozeman says this, seems like old flip-flop flat top only knows how to muckrake campaign. That's what he did to get into office in the first place with Conrad Burns, if you recollect. That's right. Very good point. I had an email that also came in here. Let me see. This is from, where is it at here? It's a really good point. It was from one of our Vietnam veteran friend listeners here. Oh, shoot. I'll see if I can find it. I just saw it here. Here we go. I thought it was from Dave in the Shields Valley. Aaron, when I came home from NAM, they told us not to wear our uniforms in the airports. Well, that didn't work. I walked right through. Lucky that I didn't go to jail. Then he had a whole bunch of people chanting garbage at him. Dave, I don't know if you've seen this article. There's an editor for NPR, for National Public Radio. There's an editor for NPR that's getting a lot of attention nationally right now. A lot of people are sharing this article on social media. He wrote a big column. I've been at NPR for 25 years. Here's how we lost America's trust. And it's basically a whole column pointing out what all of you know is already obviously true. The horrific left-wing bias in most of the media, but especially he's pointing out at NPR, where they went from being all things considered to the only things that they will consider is bashing Trump and bashing America. And he lays this out in this piece. But the question it raised to me is, just like we're seeing these attacks against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, Lightbrows and Hardin talked about how they were attacked and undermined when he served in Mogadishu. And as Dave in the Shields Valley just reminded us, how our Vietnam veterans were so horrifically treated. Why is it that so many in the fake news press are doing this full court press against Tim Sheehy right now? Well, one, there was a poll that came out that showed Tim Sheehy leading John Tester by 3 points. And even more significantly, John Tester barely winning with women voters right now. So they've got to do this fake news full court press from the fake news press. But the other thing I wonder about, I've thought about this before, is that these washed out hippie, these people who were washed out on drugs from the 1960s, these washed out 1960s era leftists, they're in charge. They're in charge. They run so many of these media outfits. They spit on our troops in Vietnam. And of course, they've tried to undermine us at every turn during the war on terror. So, of course, they would partake in a full court press against a Navy SEAL who took a bullet for his men and more for you.